episode 2824, Uniting Your Passion with Your Vision.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a fabulous week. It's a brand new start to a beautiful week. And yes, that means you get to get ready, geared up for what God has in store for you, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And within that, God has given you a purpose in life, uniting your passion with your vision. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Peace is found in knowing, but beauty is discovered in the unknown. How can you combine the two, uniting your passion with your vision, soon exploding your mission? It's interesting how our brains are designed to search out the calm. What is known? That peace about it. Why do you think we are hardwired to our habits? Because habits help to ease the stress and relieve the conflict of the unknown. Fear dissipates and worth accelerates. Who doesn't want to feel worthy, right? We're all in search of that. You and I are in search of that feeling of wanting, of belonging, of being loved and needed. But when that piece of the puzzle is missing, so are a lot of other things. Your passion might be on mute while your vision is somewhat alert, yet your mission is extinguished because there is no ignition. You're stalled out. A heart to move forward, but a plan to sit still. Where are you in this right now? Are you on hold? Are you stalled out? Are you wondering what you're supposed to do when you grow up? Have you been caught in motherhood? Maybe you're in a corporate job and you're thinking about coming out of it and you want to start your own business. It might be something from scratch. It might be a network marketing company. It may be becoming an author. If you want to get out of the slump you're in, you have to do something different than what you're doing now. So start something new while being true to you. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Start something new while being true to you. This means that you don't give power to what you can't do. It's what you can control. It's saying, okay, I'm ready to show up as to who I am. I don't have to pretend to be somebody I'm not. I don't have to make believe my everyday. I can be who I am becoming and create an impact for the world that I touch. So how do you start something new while being true to you? Because I know it's a hard thing, isn't it? It's tough for us to be authentically ourselves. We're always looking side to side. We don't know how we should play it in the moment. And unfortunately, I think our children are doing that right now. Why? Because they are being taught on a computer. Everything is digital. And in doing so, they communicate then. They have this thing called blackboards. Have you ever experienced that? If you have kids in college, you'll hear a lot about the blackboard, the whiteboards. There's a couple other of them that are out there and different ways to how, you know, college kids take courses now. If you've gone back to school, maybe you've experienced that, especially if you're taking online courses. It's not like you just show up in Zoom and you're writing out your paper. No, everything is done digitally. Now, there are a lot of pluses to that, but there are also a lot of negatives. We are not really communicating the way we were built to communicate, the way God created us to communicate. And that was with words and actions, being able to express our thoughts in a controlled fashion, not because, oh, you're entitled to it, but because you're doing it out of respect for yourself, for others, and everybody else can listen in. But unfortunately, in real life, what are we doing? We're looking side to side. Oh my gosh, why can't I have what she has? I've been doing this for years and she's getting paid millions and I'm getting paid, well, not even a penny yet. I know how those thoughts go through our mind because they go through my mind. And it's one of those things where you have to be careful, right? Comparison shows up in many areas of our lives. It can show up in us just looking at our children. Gosh, why do they have that opportunity? I never got that when I was growing up. Now, if we're honest as a parent, we're not really meaning that, gosh, I wish I could have done it all over again. I would have done something different. No, because it's a different stage of life. It's a different season. It's a different century. It's a different year, right? It depends on where we are. Technology advances itself, right? If we could go back in time when it comes to science, cancer now, we have got cures for cancer, which 10 years ago we didn't have, let alone 20, 30, 40, 50, a century ago. We can't go back in time, but we can be in the present and move forward. And that's really where I want you to look at it. It's not about going backwards. It's about saying, this is where I'm at and this is where I'm going to go. So start something new while being true to you. Number one, express yourself creatively. God created you on purpose for a purpose. He's a creator himself. He made each of us a creator. And honestly, you feel alive when you create. Now, that doesn't mean you're a sculptor like Michelangelo. We might not be the Michelangelo and do this beautiful painting in the Sistine Chapel. No, but we are creators in our own right. And with that, that means we have to express ourselves creatively. What does that really look like? You know, maybe it's more of, you know, you create when you cook dinner, when you write a blog, when you film a family reel. Maybe it's when you take snapshots at a gathering, decorate your home for the season, play the piano. Maybe it's dancing in the kitchen, or you could be at the park on a beautiful fall day chasing your child. Maybe you plan your week on your calendar and you use colorful pens to, you know, really depict, you know, this is going to be my business and this is the family and this is me personally. Make space to create something new and different, but do it all in the spirit of you. And I think a lot of us are still trying to paint and do everything creatively, and I'm using paint as a metaphor for everybody else, right? We're trying to paint everything for everybody else, but we're not willing to do it for ourselves. And so then we fall short on our own doings. So express yourself creatively. Number two, renew the hunt for your passion. If you're a mom, you know what it's like to put your family first and you last. It's the reality and the responsibility that comes with that honor. However, you don't need your passion crushed for the rest of your life. Find what's missing that awakens your passion. Maybe it's reading more or getting up early to spend time in quiet. But do so with vigor and decisive actions. Then you'll be able to renew the hunt for your passion and reignite that spark. I don't know about you, but man, every single time I want to do something, I got to do something for somebody else. For the puppy dog, the kitty cats, the children. Just before I came on to record and make some time, I was making lunches for the next day. And I sit there and think, it's great that I can do that, but I'm like, why can't I just like focus and be all one and done? But that's not how my reality is. So I work within the parameters that I have. I don't get flustered. I don't get upset. But a lot of us are like, gosh, darn it. And we have these excuses. If I can't be sitting down for 2 hours straight, I'm not going to be able to focus. No, sometimes you've got to work in the nooks and crannies of your day to renew the hunt for your passion. That's just called a fact of life. And so you can live in your excuse and accept it as truth for you. Or you can say, you know what? I want to try something new and be true to who I am becoming. Express yourself creatively. Renew the hunt for your passion. And finally, number three, dress your heart with endurance. You are going to make mistakes. You are going to fall down and fail. There will be more days you feel shame rather than fame. So stand in the moment with confidence and endure. If your heart's in it, you will conquer. We need to be reminded that we're stronger than what we are. But it doesn't feel like that in the moment. It just doesn't. You can call that truth, you can call it fact, or you can call it something that you've conjured up in your mind. But the thing is this, what you know that's right in front of you, and what you see with your own eyes, what you feel with your own senses, that's real. And so when you're looking at this, gain perspective by saying, you know what, I am stronger than my circumstances. You are. But you have to be willing to move forward in that. And that's where you have to dress your heart with endurance. You have to believe it. And that doesn't mean you're faking it, because you already are that strong. It's just that you have to say, okay, I can do this again. Oh, wait, I can do this again. Yes, can you get tired about, oh my gosh, I can do this again? Of course you get tired. But that's when you have to have a reality check and say, you know what, I can do it. Why do you think I'm here every single day at Create Your Now? Because life happens. You get tired. You get worn. You get beat down. You also get built up. So you've got to look at the whole picture, your whole life. You may feel like you're falling apart, but remember, it's a moment in time. You can gather yourself back together. You can go out and conquer. And all that you do, remember to be present, be incredible. You've got to always be you. And that's really the key here. When you're uniting your passion with your vision, planning to explode your mission, it's all about you and what God has in store for you, the plans that He has for you. Those God-sized dreams that you have within you, who do you think put them there? You didn't plant that seed. God did. He did it through many different ways. Directly, indirectly, somebody telling you something. Oh man, you are so good at this. You really should go write a book. You really need to go start your own business. You're so creative here. You know how to help so many people. People plant seeds along the way. Circumstances, situations arise in your life. Lessons learned become successes later on. And you realize, wow, I have a gift in that. I can help somebody overcome. But you see, you have to get out of your own way. Because otherwise, the passion, it'll be there. But it's just going to be muted. And that's, I know, not what you want. And let me say this too. If you're at a different stage in your life, you still may have the same passion. It just may look a little different. And your vision may be orchestrated differently because you're in a different season of your life. If you had a passion early on in your life, pre-marriage, pre-children, you're like, yes, I'm all in on that. And you have this vision like, okay, I can see this and I know this is what I'm meant to do. But now, 20 years after marriage, after 3 kids, you're looking at yourself going, wow, okay, I have this passion, but what it looks like in the vision, I'm not sure. And you're scratching your head. Guess what? It's okay for the shift to happen. Don't get stuck in that. Your vision may change a little bit, right? Why do you think we go to the eye doctor? Our vision changes. But it eventually comes back into focus. It's all right if things are shifted a little bit. It's okay if you tweak things, if it looks differently. But in the long run, your mission, wow, will still be as incredible as it was when you first thought about it years and years and years ago. What do you need to do today? How can you look forward from where you are to where you're going? You can't change yesterday, but you can impact tomorrow. But it's all bent on what you choose today. So go out, master today to impact tomorrow. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.